My mum's had addiction problems now for about 7 years now, I think. I got taken away with it from her when I was quite young. I was 3 years old, so she's kind of struggled with it since then. It was a bit embarrassing at first. It was really, really hard for me to speak about, deal with, even be around my mum, like in town and things, because people can tell, obviously. You can tell. I understood what it was, but I didn't really understand the half of it, like the mental side to things and how you can get dragged into addiction so easily. I never understood that, so I gave him not a hard time, but it was hard for me to connect with her a bit because of that. But we're there now. I mean, I have a good relationship with my mum. We're open and honest with each other, so yeah, we do have a good relationship, even though she still struggles with addictions, but.
How much of an effect do you think your mum's addiction had on you as a person?
A lot, a lot. I was obviously from being younger, I was kinship cared for, so it wasn't really the best environment for me though, so yeah, that kind of affected my childhood. And all the way growing up through just not really having their mother there is hard. So yeah, it was a bit sad not having parents really about when you're younger. That really affected me. As well, I got my anxiety quite bad as well, so it did, because just, yeah, people assume things when obviously, like even just like walking down the street and things, people obviously assume things and it's not really.
Were you ever scared of losing your mum?
Yeah, I still am to this day, yeah. Something I'll constantly worry about. I see her now and again, obviously she comes by to my house and things and I see her, but yeah, it's kind of always in the back of your head, like one night it's gonna go bad, you get a phone call, yeah, the one thing that you don't want to hear, but it's hard as an 18-year-old having to try and deal with this and slightly look after my mum while still trying to look after myself. I'm obviously getting to this age where becoming an adult and getting a job and growing up, so yeah. It is difficult, but I try and be there for her as much as I can, because obviously I want her to be happy, so.
How do you feel about drugs?
I wouldn't, obviously, personally, I wouldn't go near anything because I know the effect that it's had on my family. I could have easily have went that path as well, but yeah, I think from seeing my family, it's took me, yeah, no, I wouldn't go near them.
Do you mind me asking what drugs it is that your mum and your brother has addicted to?
It's heroin, and crack cocaine, so.
What do you know about where they get it from? Like, is it so easy for them to get?
Yeah. There's loads of drugs and drug dealers in Kilmarnock. They're everywhere, so they are. You more than you realise.
Do you blame them?
No. It's my mother's own choice, so it is. Yeah.
What's it been like meeting other people who are going through the same with their families? Maybe not their mum, but their brothers or their daughters. Or.
It's been like a big kind of sigh of relief, the fact that someone else out there feels the same. Like someone else has got the same stresses as me. So yeah, just for someone to sit down and to say something, and you're like, oh wow, that's how I feel, or I was thinking that yesterday, or something like that. Yeah, it is. It's really good. It's like I said, with Julie and Colin, they're nurturing. They give you support, obviously, where I don't get it elsewhere. So.